ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis is beginning the sugya of Azmona Milsi or Azmona Lav Milsi. And the Gemara brings Itma Ho'irik Beged Lemeis, one who weaves a beged to prepare for a mace to be buried in. There's a machlikas Abayi and Rava. Abayi holds it's aser ba'ano, with this that is prepared for a mace is enough to aser ba'ano, and Rava holds it's still mutter ba'ano. The Gemara is mefarish. Abayi said it's aser ba'ano, hazmona milsi, this that he was mazminit for a mace is milsi, and that aser it ba'ano. And Rava holds it's mutter because hazmona lav milsi, hazmona is not nechshav anything, and it's not enough to aser it ba'ano. Rashi's mefarish hazmona milsi is this that he was izmine lekach, it was nikra shema meis olav is milsi, zok Rashi it's ki'ilu karchuboy. This that it was nikra shema meis olav, he was mazbenit, zok Rashi it's milsi, the haine we look at it, ki'ilu was already done, the meis was already buried inside this beged, and if the meis would be buried inside the beged is nesa ba'ana, who would then if he's mazbenit to bury a meis inside, also the beged's already nesa ba'ana. The Gemara is mefarish the tam for the machlokes Abayi and Rava. They're arguing in the drashas. Abayi darshin shom from Egla Arufa, just like we find by Egla Arufa. Abba azmona mitzura, so too bekolatay rekula azmona milsi and azmona mitzura. And Rava learns that from takuvus avodas kechavim. He learns that shom from takuvus avodas kechavim, just like by avodas zara azmona le mitzura until it's actually makavit for the avodas zara. It's not nesa ba'ano. Who would then become terakula asmana lav milsi? Things that don't become aser with asmana itself until he actually uses it, it wouldn't be aser ba'ano. This that he's mazmin a beged for a mace wouldn't be enough to aser it ba'ano. And there's a machlokes of rishonim in the geder of asmana milsi. What's considered asmana that according to Abayi would say asmana milsi and it would aser ba'ano? And there are kama v'kama nafkaminis in the pirush of the sugi and this machlokes in what the geder of asmana is. Shita Satoisus and Afnam Chesam and Aleph de Vermaschel Nostun the Sefer is that when we say Hazmona Milsi, it's not beyichud but by itself. If one is meyachid the beged for a mace, even according to Abayi, the beged is mutter ba'ano. So Toisus, when we say Hazmona Milsi, it means a yichud with an asiyah. And Toisus is medayik this from the Loshen of the Gemara, Ha'irig beged le mace. It's mashma dafka with an ariga, dafka if he wove it, he did an asiyah, that's enough to aser. But with Yichud L'chudei, if he set aside a beged for a mace, that would not be enough to aser, the beged would still be mutter ba'ano. And Tosis is Messiah, it's lav dafka with an asiyah gemura, arigo lebeged lemeis, that's an asiyah gemura, one doesn't need such an asiyah in order to aser. Zok Tosis, afilo if it's notly, he picked up the beged and is meyachid for a mace, afilo with an asiyah koldu, as long as there's a dibur with an asiyah koldu, that's enough to aser. But Akoponim Shita Satoisvis is that with a dibur by itself, that wouldn't aser. It has to have an asiyah koldu akoponim, it has to be notli, it has to pick it up and be meyachid, it has to be an asiyah koldu in order to aser. And the Ran brings b'shem Ramban that the Ramban is chaylik on Taisvis. The Ramban knows that we don't need an asiyah in order to be considered as mona. Shita Ramban is that with dibur l'chudei, if he's meyachid, the beged for a mace, that itself is enough to aser it ba'ano. We don't need along with the dibur that there should be an asiyah also. Dibur l'chudei is also enough to aser. And the mashmoyis of Taisus is that just like they're arguing in the, according to Abayi, there's a machlokes Taisus in the Ramban, whether or not when we say Azmona Milsi, we mean with a dibur l'chudei, or we mean a dibur with an asiyah, who would then is an afkamina l'didan, eliba de hilchasa, there's an afkamina eliba de rava. According to Shitas Rava, l'moshel, if somebody sets aside a tick to be used as this pouch should be used to store his tefillin, he's using the tick that it should be considered a tick shell tefillin. And according to Rava, it only becomes aser once he's mishtamish by with the azmona that he set it aside, that it should be the tikshal tefillin is not enough to aser. But akoponim, according to Rava, it's only nesa la'olam if there was azmona before. If he was mazbin this pouch, this tik, that it should be a tikshal tefillin, then when he's mishtamish by, the tik becomes aser la'olam, being that there's azmona within mishtamishis, according to Rava, then it's nesa ba'ano. But if you'd be mishtamish with a tikshal tefillin, without it being mazmanit before, that this should be a tikshal tefillin, eliba de rava would not be nesar ba'ano. As soon as he takes the tefillin out, he can use this bag for anything that he wants. And according to this mashma from Taisus, that the same machlokes that they have eliba de abaye, there would also be a machlokes eliba de rava. That according to rava also, what's considered as mona, that now when he's mishtamish with the tik afterwards, it should be nesar ba'ano. According to Tosfos, it's dafkif the zazmona with a dibur and a maisa, belief in zem, when he's mishtamish afterwards and he puts the tefillin inside, the bag, the pouch now becomes also that even after he takes the tefillin out, it would be also ba'no. Mashenkin, according to the Ramban, we don't need a nasiya. As long as he set aside this tik should be the tik shall tefillin, and then he's mishtamish bay, he puts his tefillin inside. The tik is now nesa, this pouch is now nesa ba'no lo ilam. After he takes the tefillin out, it's still nesa ba'no. And the chayyur lefizei yesh leharan some achrenim that seem to be mashma libo de rova as mona bepeh is enough. If a person is mazmin bepeh and afterwards mishtamish with the chayfet to use the tikshal tefillin with as mona bepeh, that itself is enough to aser ba'no. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin nun zayin ois yud speaks out a halacha that just like we find the sheila by hektish, if a person's maktish a chayfet, he can be Shayla on the Hektish, he could do Shayla's Chacham on the Hektish, and the Chayfas that he was Maktish will be Yotzel Lechulin. And who then, if a person makes a Neder, he creates an Isra on himself, he could be Shayla on the Neder. And if a person does Shayla's Chacham on the Neder, what he asked on himself will become Mutter. Zakhtu Minchas Chinuch, it's Pashit that Azmana isn't more Chamer than a Hektish. And if a person could be Shayla on a Hektish, who then, it could be Shayla on his Dibra of Azmana. That if a person is mazmin a beged for a mace, or he's mazmin a tick, that it should be a tick shall tefillin, he set aside this pouch that it should be for tefillin, he can be shayl on the azmona, he can be shayl on his dibah of the azmona, and the beged will no longer be considered the yuchid le mace, and it will now be mutter ba'ano. And Zakhtu Minchas Chinuch, hagam the poiskim don't bring this halacha, may reiv pshi too say they will say some, it's pashit, how could it be Muhammad than hektish, and just like a person can be shayl on hektish, who are then also a person can be shaylan azmona, that a beggar that's miyuchid for a mace, if he shaylan azmona, the beggar will become mutter ba'ano, afil lefi abai. And the chalkos yoyevin or yechayim in seif simen hey is ma'ir, that lechayre kol divya minchas chinech is dafka lefi shita saramban, that a person can make azmona with the dibur itself. A person doesn't need along with the dibur any amount of asiya, it's just the dibur, and then we can redam it to hektish, just like by hektish, a person can be shaylan the hektish. Who a dim when it comes to an azmona, a person could be shayl on the azmona. Bezok the chalkus yoyev, v'lefishita sa teisvis, that one has to have an asiyah along with the azmona. A person can only be shayl on a dibur. A person who said a dibur can make shayl on the dibur that he made, that the dibur shouldn't create a chalais. But a person can't be shayl on a maisa that he did. And if the azmona is not only done with the dibur, according to teisvis, it has to be not levi'yichadoy, it has to be with an asiyah. Also, oivik beged lemeis, it has to be dafka with an asiyah. If lefishita sa teisvis it's a dibur with an asiyah, then the chayre it shouldn't be mahani sheila. And kol divya minchas chinuch, that's assuming that sheila is mahani and azman is only lefishita sa amban. Lefishita sa teisvis the chayre it shouldn't be mahani sheila, and the minchas chinuch is being seismic the shita sa amban, and the chalkes yayiv leaves us by tzarechian, that the chayre lefishita sa teisvis it's not mahani sheila and azman. A similar aura is shver on the sheet of the Derech HaChaim. The Mechabrin or HaChaim Simen Bembeis Paskins, if a person sets aside a Suda that it was Azmene to be Meitze Beit Filin, he set aside this Suda, he set aside a bag that this should be set aside to put Filin inside. And then he went and used it and put his Filin inside. It's Nesa La'ilam Afila. After he takes that Filin out, he can't use it for other things, he can't use it to store his money. And the Mishnah Berurah brings B'Shem the Derech HaChaim. This that we say by Azmona, it's Nesa after his Mishtamish, is Afilut Azmona Bepet. If he speaks out, this bag should be Miyuchid for the Tefillin, and afterwards he puts his Tefillin inside, even though he didn't do any Asiya, it was Azmona Bepet with an Ishtamshish, that's enough to Aser. And the Be'alachi is Ma'irah, that Lechayra, this is a Machlikus of Yishainim. Kolze is Dafke, the Vishita Saramban. The Shita Saramban is that Azmona Bedibur is considered Azmona. But according to the Shita Sa'Tesis, that Azmona B'Dibur isn't considered Azmona until it has an Asiya Koldu, just like Tesis holds a Liba Da Abaye, that Azmona is not considered Azmona with a Dibur L'Chudei, it has to have an Asiya. Who would then, according to Rava, that Azmona Asers, if he's Mishtamish with it afterwards, Azmona B'Peh would not be considered Azmona, would have to be Dafka Azmona with an Asiya also, and Azmona B'Peh with an Ishtamshis with the tick that it should be a bag that's set aside for tefillin wouldn't Aser until he actually does an Asiya. He's not Levi'yichadei for tefillin, then when he puts the tefillin inside, it would be Nesa Ba'ano Lo'ilam. But our Kopanim, the Mashmoyus of Tosfos is that a Liba de Rava, after, even though we say Azmona with Ishtamshis Asers, it's Dafka Azmona with Dibur and an Asiya, and then he's Mishtamish with it, then it's Nesa Ba'ano. And Yesh Lohan, the Minchas Chinuch, that assumes that Sheila is Mahani Ba'azmona, if we have to assume like Tosfos that it's not only Azmana B'dibur, it's with an Asiyah also, L'chayv Sheila is only Mahani on a Dibur, Sheila isn't Mahani on an Asiyah, he can't undo an Asiyah that he did, and L'chayv it shouldn't be Mahani Sheila, and it's like Dami Tektis, which is only a Dibur. And who didn't bring my on the Derech HaChaim was assuming that according to the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says Azmana with the Shtamshis Ases, Afilu Azmana B'peh, it's mashma liba de rava. It only asks the azmana with bediba and basia. When he's mishtamish with it afterward, that's when it's nesa ba'anop with the diba itself. Even if he's mishtamish, when he takes the tefillin out, the zeka would still be mutter to be used. He'll be able to put money inside his bag. And the chayve yesh lahaysev this machlikus harishonim. When we say azmana milsi, it means azmana bediba. It means azmana bediba with an asiya. It's tolian how to learn abayis joshef megla rufa. You mentioned earlier the Gemara had said, my time of the Abai is Goma Shom Shom Egla Rufa. Abai had a limud Shom Shom from Egla Rufa. My Egla Rufa ba'azmona mitzvah. As soon as a person's mazmini prepares an Egla to be an Egla Rufa, it's Nasa ba'ano. So too, we learn to call it Terekula ba'azmona mitzvah. And Rashi's Mefarish, what do we mean when we say Egla Rufa's ba'azmona mitzvah? Zog Rashi, de kaimalon yiridosel and achal eson hi yisrosel bekedushin ubekrisis. We hold them in Paskin that Yeridosla Nachalason, when they brought the Egla Rufa down to Nachalason, that's enough to, that's when the Egla Rufa becomes Osa Barno, Afilu Mechayim, before the Arifa of the Egla Rufa, when it's Yeridosla Nachalason, when they bring the Egla down to Nachalason itself, the Egla becomes Osa Barno. So we see Azmana Milsi, and from there we learn out the call Terekula, we say Azmana Milsi. The Yadimah brings a second Lashon to Mefarish what the Gemara means when it says Egla Rufa Ba'azmona Mitzvah, so too in Kol HaTerekula we say Azmona Milsi. And Zok the Yadimah being that the Lashon of the Pasuk by Egla Rufa is Kapor Ksivbok Kekachim. The Pasuk uses a Lashon of Kapor by Egla Rufa, it's Kapor Ksivbok Kekachim, being that using a Lashon of Kapor, so we assume it's similar to Kachim. And Ba'azmona Mitzvah, as soon as he sets aside the Egla for an Egla Rufa, the Egla already becomes Asabana. Afilu koydim yiridosla nachaleson. This that he sets it aside that this should be an egla rufa, it already becomes asa ba'no, and it's asa ba'no machmas de azmona. From there we see azmona milsi, and we learn at the kol terekula that azmona milsi. And lechayri yeshleimer that the machlekes taisis ne'amban is totally in these two pshatim in the Rashi and the Adama. If we learn like Rashi that yiridosla nachaleson here is rasa, so we only see from egla rufa azmona with an asiyah. We only see that if there's an Azmona and there's a Yeridosel and Achaleson, there's an Asiyah that went along with the Azmona, then it becomes Asabana. So what then also that Azmona Milsi of Kol Terekula B'dibu L'chudei wouldn't be Asir, it's Dafka Ha'irik Beged L'meis, Dafka if there's with an Asiyah, then it becomes Nesabana, like Shita Sataisvis. Mashenkin, according to the Adamat, Kapar Ksibba Kekachim Ba'azmona L'chudei Mitzvah, this that he sets it aside for Negla Rufa is enough to Asir Ba'ana. L'chayve the afusa should be that b'dibur l'chudei it's nesa ba'na, and we don't need nasiyah l'chudei, we don't need nasiyah b'chlal, like the sheet of the Ramban, that b'dibur l'chudei it's considered hazmona, and we say hazmona milsi. And in a mekoy for this tliya, this that we're making a tliya in the machlikis, the Ramban and Tosis is totally in the pirish of the Gemara's Josh of the limud of Egla Rufa, in the pirish of Rashi, in the pirish of the Adyamah, in the she'iltis in she'ila kuf lamed gimel. He brings a different gears in the Gemara. The Shiltis had a gears in our Gemara that Abai was Yolo Flami Hektish. Not like the gears in our Gemara that Abai was Yolo Flami Egla Rufa. He had the gears that Abai was Yolo Flami Hektish. And in the Hemek Shela, the Netziv is Mefarish that Lechayra Lefi the Shiltis, Bedibu Lechudei Azmanas Nesar, and one doesn't need Nasi along with the Dibur. If it's Yolo Flami Hektish, and Hektish is with a Dibur Lechudei, Zok the Netziv, then in Kain Lechayra the Afusa Shabi Azmana Milsi with a Dibur Lechudei without an Asiya. Mashenkin, if you need that Yiridasa to Nachal Eisen Yisrasa, we're learning it out from Egla Rufa, then the Chayyu should need a Dibur with an Asiya. This is a similar Tliya that the Machlekes to Shiltus and Rashi would be the Machlekes to Ramban and Tosfos, whether or not it's a Dibur Lechudei or it has to be a Dibur with an Asiya. And Mefarish, this Pirish of the Adama that speaks out Kapor Ksibbuk Kekachim, that once he sets aside an Egla Rufa to be an Egla Rufa, it's already Asaba No. Hagam Rashi's quoting a Gemara that Yiridosa Tanachale Eson here is Rosa, and it's not Nesa Ba'no before it was Yerot Tanachal Eson. And the Chari Yesh Lefarish this Yadama appear in Einig Yomtif and Simen Vav. The Einig Yomtif as Akasha, first he's Mechiach in the Sugya of Azmona Milsi. So the Einig Yomtif, this time we say Azmona Milsi, that a Eirig Beged Lemais, the Beged is Nesa Ba'no. one who sets aside a tick that it should be a tick shall tefillin, and it's set aside to be used to put tefillin inside, and it's nasa ba'anot. Zogdo in the yomtif is kolzeh, this is kolzeh dafka, kolzman the chefetz, which he set aside, is still roi for the purpose it was set aside for. The beged is still roi to be a beged of a mace, and the tick that he set aside is still roi to be a tick shall tefillin. But berega, that it becomes not roi to be used for a mace anymore, then the azmona is bottle, and it now becomes mutter ba'anot. If the tick becomes not ready to put tefillin inside, then the azmana is bottle and this tick is not mutter ba'ano. And the yomtiv is mechiach this halacha. From this that we find atzei asuka asuin kol shiva, and the esrig that set aside for the mitzvah's esrig is also kol shiva. Afilo achi, if it's nafla the sukkah, or the esrig is nifsal, but even there that now it's no longer ready the mitzvah, so it's mutter ba'ano. If the atzei asuka are not ready to be a kosher sukkah, and if the esig is nifsal and it's not roi l'mitzvos, it's mutter ba'anot. Zog the negyomtif ha'gam, it was hazmona milsi and it was set aside for a mitzvah, being that it became not roi for the to be used for the mitzvah anymore, the hazmona is bottle and it becomes mutter ba'anot. Who would then, by the entire sugi of hazmona milsi, if the chefetz that was set aside to be used for a mace or for tefillin or for any other purpose, and now it's not really to be used for that purpose anymore, it's bottle the azmona and it becomes mutter ba'ano. We only say azmona milsi, kozman it's still really for the dover that it was set aside for. And in kain fekta in a yom tefakasha, when it comes to an egla rufa, it's mavur in our sugi that this that an egla rufa is asa ba'ano is midin azmona. Kipshuta, we could learn that the isra ano of an egla rufa, yiridosla nachal isan yisrosa, it's a carbon and it becomes asa ba'ano, it becomes huktash. And it's also machmas the hektish or a chalais issa that it becomes now also ba'ano. But it's mevur now sugi that the issa of egla rufa is because of the azmana of the gemara learns after egla rufa azmana milsi and kol terakula. Zokta enig yomtif, if the entire issa of egla rufa is only machmas the azmana, it's only because azmana milsi by egla rufa that it's also ba'ano. In kain after a person shechts the egla, and it's no longer ready to be used as an egla rufa, it's not ready for an arifa. Why is the halacha that if you shecht an egla rufa before they had a chance to be arifit, it's still asa ba'ano? Once you shecht the egla rufa, it's no longer ready for mitzvasa. And if the issa is not an issa be'etzin that it was nesa ba'ano, it's only an issa ba'ano, machmas de azmana milsi. And the halacha is that once it's not ready for the thing that it was set aside for, the azmana's bottle and it's mutter ba'ano, why is the halacha by an egla rufa that was shechted and it's no longer ready for the arifa, that it's still also be'anot? And Zakta in Yomtiv k'dei liyashiv this kashya yesh leimer that there are two dinim of the Isra Ano of Egla Rufa. There's the Isra Ano that it's Nesa Machmas the din of Egla Rufa, Machmas according to Machlikas Nigmon Kedushin, if you read Dosa Tanachali, Eson is a Isrosa or Arifosa Isrosa, after the Arifa becomes Nesa ba'anot. Zakta in Yomtiv calls it that's the Isra Ano be'etzen that the Egla Rufa is also ba'anot Machmas the Halacha of Egla Rufa. But afilu koydim this that it's chalach alois isra on the behema of egla rufa. Once it's set aside to be an egla rufa, there's already an isra of azmona milsi. And afilu according to the man the amr that arifosa isrosa that only becomes nesa ba'ano be'etzem acher arifa. Calls this machmas the isra no be'etzem that it's chal, this is kekachim and this is nesa ba'ano be'etzem. But afilu koydim lachain it's also ba'ano machmas the aloch of azmona milsi. This that it was set aside for an egla rufa is enough also to asvet ba'ano. And Zakta in Yomtiv, there's a grace in Afkaminif was Nesa Ba'ano Be'etzen, that it's already Chala Din Egla Rufa on it, and it's Asa Ba'ano, or it's Asa Ba'ano Machmas Te Alocha Vazmona Milsi. Zakta in Yomtiv, if it's Asa Ba'ano Machmas Te Chalois Din, that it's Chala Alocha Egla Rufa on it, and the Din Egla Rufa is Asa Ba'ano, which according to one man the Yomar is Dafka La'acher Arifa Arifosa Yisrosa, in Kain Afilo after it becomes not Roy Limitzvosa anymore, according to man the Yomar, Yiridosa Tenachel Eison Hiya Yisrosa. If it becomes not really to be used for an egla rufa, it would still be asa ba'ano. Once it's chala din of egla rufa on it, that has a chalais al shame of an egla rufa, that it's nesa ba'ano, I feel if it becomes not really anymore for an egla rufa, I feel achi, the isra ano remains. Because if it was chala shame egla rufa on it, and that's what asad it ba'ano. Mashenkein, if it's asa ba'ano, machmas the din of azmona milsi, this that it's set aside to be an egla rufa, but it wasn't yet a Yiridosa Tanachaleson, or it wasn't yet Arifosa Yisrosa. It was only set aside to be an Egla Rufa, and it's Nesan with the din of Azmona Milsi. That's only Kozman, it's Roy to be an Egla Rufa. If one shechts it before Yiridosa Tanachaleson, Zakta in Yom Tif Lekuli Yam would be Mutter Ba'ano, would be Batal the Azmona, and would become Mutter Ba'ano. This halacha that we find, if one shechts it, it remains us. Is dafka la'achi ridasa tenachal eson. According to the man Delma, yiridasa tenachal eson yisrasa. Now it's chal Hashem egla rufa on it. Afilu fi shechts it afterwards, it remains us. But avada lekuli almutz nesa ba'ano mishas hazmano kapar ksivbuk kachim, and there's a din of hazmano milsi. And according to this, we can explain what we said over earlier from the Yadirma, that the Yadirma said is an Isra Anok HaPor Ksibok Yerkochim, that the Azmona itself asks it. Hagam there's a machlikus in the Gemara, if you read Dosel and Achalesen here Yisrasa, and there's a second man Dema that I read Fosso Yisrasa, Afilochi Zok the Yadirma Mishas Azmona it's Nesar, the machlikus in the Gemara is Mitzad, the Isra of it being an Eglarufa, it's Chalon at the din of an Eglarufa, and that's what asks Ba'anok. It doesn't matter, it's not machmas de azmona, that's what our sugi is discussing. And over there, it's also ba'anah, feel if it becomes not roy anymore, the mitzvosa, filoachi, it stays also ba'anah, it's already chal Hashem egla roof on it. Our sugi is discussing this ba'anah, that's chal with the azmona, azmona milsi, that once it's set aside to be an egla roof, it's nesa ba'anah, machmas de din azmona. And on that, we're learning out the kol terekula azmona milsi, and that's chal immediately mishas the azmona. We don't even need a yiridah l'nachaleisen or ta'aser. So if the ademak apor ksibah kekachim, that as soon as he sets it aside to be an egla rufa, it's already aser. And from there, we learn out azmona milsi, like we said earlier, with a dibur l'chudei, it could be an azmona. And from there, we say azmona milsi. On the etzim raya, we said over from the enig yomtif, that the enig yomtif is mechiach this halacha. So when we say Azmona Milsihi, it's Tafka Kozman, it's Roy for this that it was Muzman for. But once it becomes not Roy for the thing it was set aside for, now it becomes Mutter Ba'ano, it's Bottle the Azmona, it becomes Mutter Ba'ano. Reb David Perversky is Matcha the Raya, and Zogdeh the Halacha would be that even if it's Azmona Milsi and it becomes not Roy for the Indian it was set aside for, it still remain Asa Ba'ano. We don't say Bottle Azmona and it becomes Mutter Ba'ano. This that the Oneg Yomtiv brought a Raya from Atze Asuka that are suing Kol Shiva, and the esrig that's set aside to be an esrig and it's asrig called shiva, if it becomes nifsal, it's nafla, asukah, the halacha is that it's mutter ba'ano. So in the yomtif, we see from here that if it's batal the azman, if it's not roi le mitzvasa anymore, it's batal the azman and becomes mutter ba'ano. So Dr. David Perversky, it's dafka by the case of atzi asukah and the esrig which is set aside for sukkahs. Being that meyikara, the entire azman was only azman lizman. It wasn't the azman to be nesar la'ilam, it was only azman for kol shiva. It was only meant to be Atzei HaSukkah to be Asir Kol Shiva. It was only meant to be an Esrik Kol Shiva. It wasn't meant to be Azmona Lo'ilam. Being that Meikara, the Azmona, wasn't the Azmona Lo'ilam. Memela, when it becomes Batal and it becomes Narei Limitzvah, it could become Mutter Ba'ano, because Meikara also wasn't meant to be Nesa Lo'ilam. It was only meant to be Nesa Kozman Atzrei Limitzvah. But Masha'enke, when it comes to the Azmona for Egla Arufa, or the Azmona for a Mace, or the Azmona for a Tikshal Tfilin, where Meikar, this Azmana was Azmana meant to Aser Lo'ilam, it was meant to be a Tikshal Tfilin Lo'ilam, it was meant to be a beggar to be buried with a mace Lo'ilam. I feel if it becomes not Re'ilam, it's Vasa, we don't say it's Batal the Azmana. It's Dafka by Azmana, which is only Azmana Lizman, then we have the Halacha that if it's Batal earlier, that it's not Re'ilam, it's Vasa anymore, it becomes Mutter Ba'ano. But Azmana that was Meikar, Azmana to Aser Lo'ilam, it's Chalis, Ano Lo'ilam, that I feel if it becomes not Re'ilam, it's Vasa, it would still be Aser Ba'ano, and we don't say Batal Azman and it's Mutter Ba'ano. And according to this, it wouldn't be Shver the Kasha the Oinig Yomtif, this that the Oinig Yomtif asked, if the Agamor is Mavur, the Isser Vegla Rufa is not an Isser Be'etzim, the Shem Egla Rufa is Isser, it's only Machmas Azman and Milsi, that's what Aser is the Egla Rufa. Why is the Aloch if one Shechts the Egla Rufa, it stays Aser Ba'ano? In fact, the Oinig Yomtif wants this not Reilim Mitzvah, so it should be Batal the Azman and Mutter Ba'ano. But according to this, afilu fel is batal the azmana. Some it still remains mut aser ba'ano. It's dafka by a sukkah by azmana lizman. Then if it's not really mitzvah, if it's batal the azmana because mut ba'ano by regular azmana milsi, afilu if it's batal the azmana, it remains aser lo'ilam. And afilu von shecht egla rufa, the azmana still asks it and it's still aser lo'ilam. The Gemara is mamshich and the Gemara asks, Rava my taimel legama me'egla rufa. Why doesn't Rava darshan this Josh of Abaye learn out from Egla Rufa? We should say Azmona Milsi. And the Gemara answers, Amalucha, the Rava answers, Mishamshim, Mishamshim Gaminon. We learn out the Mishamshim from a mace, or Ivi Begad the mace, from Takubas Avedis Kerchavim, which is Mishamshim of Avedis Kerchavim. Mashenkin Egla Rufa, it's Gufa Kedusha, it itself is Kaddish, so therefore we'd rather learn out from Takubas Avedis Kerchavim that Azmona Lav Milsi, rather than learn out from Egla Rufa that Azmona Milsi. And Toysus and Divya Maskel, my time will legoma megla arufa, asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's kasha? Rava, my time will legoma megla arufa. Shita Sabyechnon is that Arifosa, Isrosa, and in Chulan daf Pebeza, Madala, Febechnon holds an egla arufa is only Nessa, Bano, Mishas Arifa. And Rava paskins like Abyechnon, im Kain Shitas Rava is that Arifosa, Isrosa. So for Toysus, what's the Gemara's kasha? Rava, my time will, he doesn't learn out megla arufa. According to Rava, there is no Asmona Milsia by an egla arufa, Arifosa, Isrosa, it's not Nessa, Bechlaf, Masmona, we don't paskin, Yiridosa, Lenachal, Eson, Yisrosa. And Toysus answers that the kavanah of the Gemara is not to ask Rava my time lay dorish from Egla Rufa, and he should learn from Egla Rufa that Asmana Milsi like Abai. So Toysus, the Gemara's kavanah when the Gemara says Rava my time lay gom Egla Rufa is why doesn't Rava learn on his sheet of Egla Rufa? Why does Rava have to learn that from Takruvus Avidus Kechavim to learn at Asmana Lav Milsi? Why doesn't Rava dashin from Egla Rufa that just like we find by Egla Rufa Asmana Lav Milsi? Just like we find by Egla Rufa, the halacha is that we pass can have Fosa, Yisrosa, and Asmana doesn't ask who a tua dinner called Tarikula, Asmana lav milsi. Why is it that Rav has to dash from Takuva Savoidus Kechavim that Asmana lav milsi? And the Chayre Yesh Liyashiv, the Kasha of Toysus, Lefidus Yisait from the Einig Yomtif. We said over from the Einig Yomtif that he's Mefarish, there are two dinim in the Isra Anov and Egla Rufa. There's the Isra Anov that once it's Chal, the Shem Egla Rufa, it's Nessa Ba'anov. And that's from the Machlekes in the Gemara Kedushin, Yiridosla Nachal Eisan Yisrosa, or we say Arifosa Yisrosa. And that's not where Abai learned out the din of Asmana Milsi, that's a din that it's Chal Hashem Egla Arufa, and it's Nesa Ba'ano Lo'ilam, Afilov, it's no longer Ro'ilam Mitzvasa. Masha'inkin, our Sug is discussing this, that it's Nesa Ba'ano Mishas Asmana, that as soon as he sets it aside, Kaporek Sivba Kekochim, it's Nesa Ba'ano Midin Asmana, not Midin the Chaloi Shem Egla Arufa, that's Chal with the Arifa. And I feel according to the Mandiyama, Arifasa Yisrosa, it's only once they do the Arifa that it's Nesa Ba'ano. It's really Nesa Ba'ano Mechaim also, but it's not the Issa Ano of the Shem Egla Arufa. It's the Issa Ano of the Asmona that we say Asmona Milsi, once it's set aside for Egla Arufa, it's Nesa Ba'ano. Imkein Agam, the Rava Paskins, Arifasa Yisrosa, Rava also is masking that it's Nesa Ba'ano Mechaim Idin Asmona. And we should learn that from this that's Kaporek Sivba Kekachim, we should also learn that Asmona Milsi, just like Abai learns that Asmona Milsi. So according to the Einig Yomtif, you don't have to matchik like Toysus Teretz, that Toysus is answering the Gemara's Kavon is the Rava Shlun at his sheet of Megla Rufa, that Asmana Lav Milsi. We call in the Gemara Kipshuta, that Rava Shlun at the Din Asmana Vegla Rufa, just like an Egla Rufa is Ase Ba'ano Mishas Asmana, who would do Mishlun at the Kol Terekula Asmana Milsi. And the Chayvah, there is another Nafkemina in the Machlikis Toysus and the Ramban, whether or not Asmana Milsi or Asmana Lav Milsi is Asmana Bedibo or it's Asmana Bedibo within Asiya. And the Toysus and the Ramban, they are Nechlak also in the Pirish of the Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph brings a Raya to Abaye, Toshema Nefesh Shabonu L'Shem Chai. If a person built a caver, l'shem, somebody is still alive. So therefore the caver is not Nesa Ba'ano, being that the person who it's being prepared for is still alive. It's not a caver that's miyuchid for a mace. Zokter Baisa, it's muter Ba'ano, it's not Nesa Ba'ano, with this that he built it l'shem chai. Zokter Baisa, if afterwards he's hoisef by dimas echod l'shem mace. If after he built it l'shem chai, he was hoisef by a nidvach of avonim, he added a pile of stones with in mind that now it should be miyuchid for a mace. Zokter Baisa, it's now Ase Ba'ano. So the Gemara is asking, L'chayr, this is a Raya to Abaye, we see from here Asmana Milsi. And the Gemara answers, Hocha b'may askinon, d'rami b'meis. This that we say, Hoysef b'dimas echad l'shem meis, Ase Ba'ano, is discussing if it's Rami b'meis, if they already buried a mace inside, then it's Nesa Ba'ano. In fact, the Gemara, if it's already Rami b'meis, and that's why it's Nesa Ba'ano, Yachim Ayirya Hoysef, why Dafka, if he's Moisef b'dimas echad, why if he adds a pile of stones, that's why it's Nesa Ba'ano. If it's Rami b'meis, I feel if he wasn't Moisef b'dimas echad, as long as he buried a mace inside the kever should be Nesa Ba'ano. And the Gemara answers, Lo Tzvicha Afagav Depanya, even though he cleared out and he took the mace out of the kever, I feel achi, it's Nesa Lo'ilam. Being that it was Hoysef b'dimas echad l'shem mace, and it was prepared for a mace, and then he buried a mace inside, even if he now takes the mace out, afilu achi, the kever is Nesa Ba'ano lo'ilam. And Toysus in Divya Maskel Nosnu l'Sefer brings a raya from this braisa to Yeshita. Zog Toysus, the braisa had said that a nefesh that was boni l'shem chai is mutter ba'ano, but if he's Hoysef b'dimas echad l'shem mace, it's Aser ba'ano. And the Gemara asks this as a kasha on Rava. We see from here as Mona Milsi. Zaktesis, why is it only a kasha on Rava? Afilo, according to Abai, also that as Mona Milsi, why Dafkif is Hosef Beidimus Echot? Afilo, if it wasn't Hosef Beidimus Echot, there was a Yichud Baalma, he set aside this Nefesh that he was born in Lashem Chai. If he goes and sets it aside, Lashem Mace, it should be Nesar Ba'ano. Why does the Braisa say Dafka? Because it was Hosef Beidimus Echot, that's why it's now Meyuchud Lashem Mace and Nesar Ba'ano. Zaktaisis HaKochach, we see from here, according to Abaye, it's Dafka something similar to Hosef Beidimus Echot. Dafka, if there's an Asiyah along with the Yichud, then it's Nesar Ba'ano. But with the Yichud, the Chudei, with the Dibur setting aside the Shemesh, that wouldn't be enough to Asa Ba'ano. And the Ran brings B'Shem the Ramban, he's Matcha this Raya from Taisis. The Ran brings B'Shem the Ramban, that the Ramban was Matcha when the Braisa says Hosef Beidimus Echot, it's Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, if he's Hosef Beidimus Echot, it's Nesar Ba'ano, Aliba da Abaye. The Gemara only asks Akasha according to Rava, because Abaye can be Matcha, that it's Lav Dafka, Hosef Beidimus Echot, Afilu B'Dibur L'Chudei, also would be Nesar Ba'ano. But in a Chanami, the Braisa didn't have to say Hosef Beidimus Echot, Afilu with a Dibur L'Chudei, as Mona Milsi, and according to Abaye, it's Nesar Ba'ano. The Gemara is asking according to Rava, that even if it's Hosef Beidimus Echot, it's not better than Azmona. According to Rava, as Mona Lav Milsi, Lechavi should still be Mutter Ba'ano. Why is it that the Braisa says Hosef Beidimus Echot is Aser Ba'ano? And Dr. Rana, Filo, after this Teretz of the Ramban, Adayin Yesh La'akshis from the safe of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Aliba de Rava, that this Teretz Hosef Beidimus Echot L'Shem Meis, it's Aser Ba'ano, is discussing, it was Rami Be Meis. And the Chiddush is, Afagav de Panya, even though he cleared the mace out, Afilochi, it's still Aser Ba'ano, being that there was a Azmona, and afterwards he put the mace inside, the Nefesh Abonu L'Shem Chai is Nesar Lo'ilam. And Dr. Ramban, it's Dr. Ran, it's Mashba from the Gemara, it's Dafka because it's Hosef Beidimus Echot, and then it's Rami Be Mace, then we say, Afagav de Panya, it's Aser Ba'ano. But if it wouldn't be Hosef Beidimus Echot, it would just be Rami Be Mace, then if it would be Panya, if you would take the mace out of the cave, it would become Mutter Ba'ano. And Dr. Ran, Mistama, the Ran's assuming Mistama, if it was Rami Be Mace, if people went and buried a mace inside, Mistama, they were Mazmanit Bediba, and they spoke out, this should be the Kevish Al Pliny. And the Ran's assuming, if that every time it's Rami Be Mace, there's always a Dibur, there's always a Azmana Bediba. And Afilochi, the Braisa is saying, it's Tafka because Hosef Beidimus Echot, it's Tafka if there's an Asiya, and then it's Rami Be Mace, then it's Nesar Ba'ano Lo'ilam. It's Mashma with just the Rami Be Mace, even though the Ran assumes it has Azmona Bepeh and has Azmona Bedibur. Afilu Achi, if it's Panya, it's Mutter Ba'ano. In fact, the Ran and the Ramban, if Rava holds that the Azmona Milsi, the Azmona Lav Milsi, when he's Mishtamish, then with the Azmona, it's Nesar Lo'ilam. And that Azmona is Afilu Azmona Bepeh, it doesn't need an Asiya. Why is it that it's Dafka with Hosef Beidimus, then it's Nesar Lo'ilam? Afilu, if it wouldn't be Hosef Beidimus, even if it would just be Rami Be Mace, and there was a Azmona Bepeh before his Rami Be Mace, it should also be Nesar Ba'ano Lo'ilam, and Afagav de Pan, even after they cleared the mace, it should still be Nesar Ba'ano. So, in fact, the Ran and the Ramban, it's Mashma from the Gemara that Aliba de Rava, when we say an Azmona Asas with an Ishtamshis, it's Dafka an Azmona with an Asiya, it's Dafka Azmona of Hosef Beidimus Echot. And the Ran brings that the Ramban answers this kasha. The Ran brings B'Shem Ramban a teretz that this that the Braisa says Dafka if it's Hosef Beidimus Echot, it's Nesar Ba'ano. But with Azmona Bepeh and Rami Be Mesa, it wouldn't be Nesar Ba'ano after they take the mace out. Zak the Ramban were discussing a case that they were Masna B'Shas, they put the mace inside. They made a Tanai B'Shas, they put the mace inside. And they said that if they take the mace out, there is no Yichud B'Chlal, they're not being Miyachid, the Kevil, the Shema Mace, but Mokum that they're going to take the mace out. If in the future they take the mace out of this kever, then they never have kavana b'chlal now to be miyached this kever l'shem ha-mace. And Dr. Ramban, memela, if it was done as mona b'dibur, that they spoke at this kever should be l'shem this mace, and they were master before they put the mace inside, that it's dafki if the mace remains in this kever, but if it's panya, if they take the mace out of the kever, then they don't have das to be miyached the kever l'shem ha-mace, memela if it's panya afterwards will become mutter ba'ano. It's Tafka because Hosef Beidimus Echot, it's Tafka because there was an Asiya, so Mela, the Tanai is not Mehani, and if there's an Asiya in preparing it for the mace, even though they were Master and they said that this Kever shouldn't be L'Shem this mace, but Mokum that in the future they want to take the mace out of the Kever, Afilu Achi, even after Acha de Panya, even after they take the mace out, it'd be Nesar Ba'ano, being that there was Azmona done by Asiya, Tanai is not Mehani. And the Ran is Matmi and the Ramban. In fact, the Ran might know if it's Azmona Bepeh, that a Tanai is Mahani. If the Ramban is being mukin the case for discussing with their master before they were Rami Be Mace, They made a tnai before they put the mace inside, and they were masna that if they take the mace out, they don't want the kever to be miyuchad the shame this mace. So the Ran kimoy that this tnai is mehani with the azmona bepe. Who would then also this tnai should be mehani on azmona that was done aidei in asiya. If they made a yichud, they miyachad the kever the shame a mace, and they were hoisef badim asechod, but they spoke out a tnai. It's dafke if the mace remains in the kever. But if in the future they want to take the mace out of the kever, there is no yichud bechlal, they're not setting aside the kever for this mace. Why wouldn't the tnai be mehani and the chayu b'mokim that they made such a tnai? If they were panya, if they took the mace out of the kever, it should become mutar ba'ano. So Zogderan, if the case is discussing a tnai, bein if it was azmona de erasiya, bein if it's azmona b'peh, a tnai is mehani, and if it's panya, it's mutar ba'ano. Al kochuk, the case is discussing, there is no tnai. And afilohachi dafka if it's hoisef badim asechad, if there's a azmon with an asiyah, then it's nesar ba'ano lo'ilam, even achad de panya. But if it's only an azmon of bepeh, then if it would be panya, it becomes mutar ba'ano. And therefore the ran is chilek and the ramban, the ran holds like the shita sa tosfos. Zok the ran, afilo azmon of bepeh is not mahanya liba de rava, it's dafka if there's a azmon of bepeh with an asiyah, and then he's mishtamish with it, then it would be nesar ba'ano. And it's Yotza Lonu Machlikis, the Ramban and the Ran, if a Tanai is Mahani on Azmona that was done Aidei and Asiya. According to the Ramban, a Tanai is only Mahani on Azmona Bepeh. If he's Mazmin Bepeh and he sets aside a kever for the mace, then a Tanai is Mahani and he can be Masna and speak out that he's not being Mazmin this kever for the mace, but mocking that it's Panya in the future. But if there's Azmona done Aidei and Asiya, then Azmona, a Tanai is not Mahani, a person can't be Masna on Asiya. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, just like a Tanai is Mahani on Azmona Bepeh, who had din a Tanai is Mahani on Azmona Ide and Asiya also. And Lechayri Yesh Lefarish the Machlikis, Yesh Lachka, what is the Pshat when somebody does the Azmona Ide and Asiya? If a person is Mazmin Bepeh, that's a Yichud, is being Miyachid the Kever for a mace. He's being Miyachid a tikshel Tfilin, that this should be set aside for Tfilin. When a person is Mazmin Ide and Asiya, do we look at it that the Asiya is coming to be Mechazik the Azmona Bepeh? Then not only he's setting it aside with a dibur ba'alma, he's setting aside this kever for the mace, but he's been mechazik his dibur idea that he's doing an asiyah, that now it's a dibur gemura, it's a dibur with an asiyah, he's setting this aside with a yichud gomer, this should be set aside for a mace. Or do we say that when a person does an azmona idea and asiyah, it's not the pshat, it's a chizik to the azmona bepeh, that it's a stronger azmona than just an azmona bepeh, but it's working the same way as an azmona bepeh. We can say when a person does an azmona idea and asiyah, it's not the pshat, the azmona bepeh is being mahani bechlal. The Azmona Bepeh is just setting up that the Asiya should be an Azmona, but now the Asiya itself, this that he did a Maisa to be Miyachid, it is a Maisa Yichud, and that makes it Miyuchid for whatever he's setting it aside for. If a person does an Asiya to make a Kever for a Mace, the Maisa being Miyachid, that Asiya sets it aside for the Mace. But it's not the Pshat, the person's creating the Chaloisai, the Dibur, and the Maisa is a Chizik and the Dibur. The Asiya he's doing, that's what's Miyachid, that's what sets it aside, and now it should be considered set aside for a Mace, and that's what Asas it Ba'ano. And Lechayre, the Ran holds like the first sad. The Ran holds that a Hazmona that's done a day in a Dibur with an Asiya, the Pshat is that the Asiya is a Chizik on the Dibur. Zok the Ran, Kimoy that's Mahani at Tanai, when a person says a Dibur to be Mazmin or Kever L'Shem Ameis, he can make Tanoim, because a person's creating this Hazmona, he's creating this Yichud, he can be Masna, what is Das, isn't being Miyachir L'Shem Ameis? Who would then, if there's an Asiya which is being Mechazik is Dibur, also a person can make a Tanai. And the Shita Sayamban Lechayre is that when a person does the Azmona Idei and Asiya, it's not the Pshat the Asiya is being Mechazik the Dibur. When a person does an Azmona Idei and Asiya, the Maisa itself is the Oiser, the Maisa itself is setting it aside. This that he's doing in Asiya to set this aside for a Mace is a Maisa Oiseris. And the person isn't Bekoyach to make a Tanai on such a Maisa to say that the Maisa should an Aser, being that it's Be'etzem a Maisa that sets aside a Kever for a Mace. This that the Maisa is setting it aside, it itself is an Oyser and is Miyachidit for the Maisa and asks it Ba'ano. And Zakti Ramban, Be'oifin that the Yichud was done Aidei Nasiya, a person can't make a Tanai is not Mahani. It's Dafka by Azmona Bepeh, a Tanai is Mahani, and that's why the Ramban explains the Gemara, it's Dafka if it's Hoysef Badim Masechot, it's Dafka with an Asiya, then if he's Masna, that it shouldn't be considered a Yichud, B'makam that he takes the Mace out La'achaz Man. It's still going to be Nesar Ba'ano. Mashenkin, if it's just Azmona Bepeh, then a Tanai is Mahani, and B'makam de Panya would become Mutar Ba'ano. There is a Nidin in the Paiskim about a Inyan, which is Neger, the Pirish of our Sugya. The Paiskim discuss if there's a Halachas of Zchia by a Mace, could a Mace be Zeicha in Momin, and now this Momin should go to his Yorshim, or do we say after a person dies, Ain't Zchia le Mace, he can't be Zeicha in Momin Bechlal? The Machne Ephraim and Ochus Chiyo Ma'atona Simen Lamer Aleph discusses a case where Reuven was mezakim mamon to a mace. Reuven did a mace's chiyah to be mezakim mamon to another person who was already dead. And the Machne Ephraim is nistapik. Do we say that the mace is leichin this mamon and the mamon goes to the yerish of this mace? Or do we say ein zchiyah le mace? And being that the mace can't be zeichin the moment still belongs to the Nesen HaMa'atana, it does not go to the Yoshim of this mace. The Avnei Nezer and Chayshon Mishpat and Simen Ma'amalef received the Shaila about an oil that was built on the caver of a tzaddik. And there were Chazonim and Shamoshim, they were the ones taking care, the Gaboim taking care of the oil that was built on the caver of a specific tzaddik. And Zoktav, they sent the Shaila to Avnei Nezer, there was a Achnosa, there was money coming in. That people were coming to be mispalel and people were giving them money. There was a achnasa coming into the oil that was built on the cave of the tzaddik. And an enikel of this tzaddik came and he locked the oil and he claimed that all achnasa that comes in belongs to him, being that he's a yerush of this tzaddik. And Avnei Nezer discusses this nidinus tali whether or not mesim have schusim. If mesim have schusim, then the oil belongs to the tzaddik, then the enikel, the yerush, is the one who's yerush all achnasa, all money that comes in from the people that are bol is spalled by the oil of the tzaddik. But if we say ein zchiyah le mesim, if the mesim don't have schusim, then the mace doesn't have any schusim to the oil, and who adin, the enikel doesn't have any schusa yerusha to the achnasa, to the moment that's coming in, I day the people are coming to be mispalled by the oil of the tzaddik. And this nidin in the poskim is tali in the rai, which our Gemara brings to Rava. The Gemara brings a raya to Rava as mona lav milsi. Zok the Gemara a raya from a braisa, toshma, moisa, mesim, le mesim. If Bezdin collected money for the tzayuch of kruas mesim, and they collected stam for mesim ba'almo after they took care of the tzayuch which they were collecting the money for, the leftover money goes to other mesim. The moisa at stoko, the money left over, goes to other tzarche mesim. But if it's Meiser HaMeis, if they collected for a specific mace, they collected for a specific person that died, the leftover money goes to his Yoshim. The leftover money that was collected for the Tzarech of his Kfur, for the Tzarech of his Kever, that money goes to his Yoshim, they are Zeich in the Mammon. Zok the Gemara, we see from here that the Mammon is Mutter Ba'anoa, Agama was collected the Tzarech of a mace, so we see that Mammon that was collected for the Tzarech of the mace can go to his Yoshim and it's Mutter Ba'anoa. So we see Azmana Lav Milsi, we see that something that was collected with Azmana, it still doesn't become Maser Ba'ano, because mana wasn't used for the mace, it's still Mutter Ba'ano, and that's how we could say Meisah Meisim Lyoshin. And the Gemara answers, Zachar B'mayaskinon, She'agavu Mechayim, they collected the money Mechayim of the person, they didn't collect it La'achamisa, therefore there was no Azmana in this moment to be prepared for a mace, and therefore it is Mutter Ba'ano. On the Etzem Halacha mentioned in this Braisa, Moisa Ameis LeYoshav, the leftover money collected for the Tzayach of Ameis goes to his Yoshim. And what schus did the Yoshim have to get the mammon that was collected for the mace? And the Ademaz Mefarish, why is the Halacha Moisa Ameis LeYoshav, is being that it's collected for the mace is Zeich in the money. And in Cain, the leftover money goes to his Yoshim, just like all money that this mace owns goes to the Yoshim, the Yerish, the mace. Who then was collected for this mace LaChamisa? The mace is zeichin the mammon, and the mammon goes to his yoshim. And from this yadimah, we see that a mace could have schia. The mace could be zeichin mammon, and mammon that he's zeichin goes to his yoshim. Uchein zeh the machne efayim brings b'shem the tshuvas harashba. The tshuvas harashba is mechiach from asugya that yesh schia lemeisim. We see a mace could be zeichin mammon, being that the gemara is saying moisa mace le yoshim. We see the mace is zeichin the mammon, so we see yesh schia lemeisim, and therefore it goes to his yoshim. The Ran in Asugi is mefarish this halacha differently. The Ran is mefarish this that the Gemara says Moisa Ameis LeYoshav is not because the mace is Zeich in the Mammon. Zok the Ran being that this Mammon was collected for the Tzarech of the mace, and the halacha is that Mammon stoko, you can't be Mishana from one Tzarech to another Tzarech. Being that it's collected for this mace, it has to be used for this mace. So really, Meikra Adin, the halacha should be that the Mammon that was collected for this mace, we should use it to be Moisef on his kever. I feel if there is no more Tzarech, he's already buried and the kever is already built, we should be Moisef Ba'adimus. We should be Moisef onto his kever, on the binyan of his kever, be Moisef more things. That's what the Mammon should be used for. And we can't be Mishana this Mammon, the Tzarech Achet, to use the Mammon for something else. Not Mehilchis Mammon is not Mehilchis Choshem Mishpah because it belongs to the mace. But Mehilchis Tztaka, being that it was collected for the purpose to be used for this mace, you can't be Mishtana the Tzarech Achet. And Zokteranim Kena has to be used for the Tzarech of the mace. This that it goes to the Yarshim is because Mistama the mace is Meichel. Mistama is Meichel. This that it should be used to build another Demas on his Kaver, to build an extra Binyan al Gabe his Kaver, is Meichel that he would rather it go to the Yarshim. being that we could assume a mechila, so agam was collected for the tzorich of the mace, and there's a right and a din that it should really go to the tzorich of the covered of the mace to build a binyan agabe kivrei. Zokteran, being that mistam is meichlan, he would prefer that it should go to his yarshim, therefore the halacha is meisa mace li yarshav. But it's mevuah from the ran that pe'etzim a mace doesn't have schia. If a person's mezakim mammon to a mace, the mace isn't zeich in the mammon. It's only meyuchis stalka, being that the mammon's supposed to go for a tzayrich of this mace. Only we know for sure that the mace would prefer not to go to the tzayrich of building an extra binyan. He would prefer that it goes to his yarshim, that they should get the extra money. Therefore, we say meisa mace li yarshav. And there's a second mahalach to be mefarish the brayso meisa mace li yarshav. The ramban in tayrusa adam, it's brought in the beis yosef in yaredei and simin shin nun vav. The mefarish being that b'shas they were collecting money for the tzayrich of the mace, there's a bezayin to the mace. When a person goes and collects money for the mace, he's being mezalzel, being mevazer the mace. Only it's kedai, the mace has to be buried, so therefore we go to and we put the mace through the bezayin in order to collect the money, to have enough money to be kaver the mace and to be able to build the mekaver. Mezak the Ramban, being that we were mevazer the mace I day, this collecting, we can't go use the moment for something else. If you collected for Mesim Stam, there was no Bezayin. They collected with a general, they collected for Mesim Stam, then the Allah is Mesa Mesim Le Mesim. But if you collected for a specific Mace, and there was a Bezayin for the Mace in the collecting of the money, some Kain Machmas the Bezayin, the Mammon has to go to the Mace. And again, Mistamu, the Mace would prefer that it goes to his Yarshim, and therefore we say Mesa Mesim Le Yarshav. But the Allah of Mesa Mesim Le Yarshav is not Machmas as Shia, that the Mace was Zaych in the money. There is no schi in the mammon because a mace can't be zeich in anything. It's only machmas the bezoin that he was mevuzah, the collecting of the money that the mammon has to go for the tzarech of the mace. And being that he would want it to go to his yoshim, we say it goes to the yoshim, and that's the pshat in our gemara, moisa mace the yoshav. So, Akhtavni Nezer, based on this ran and based on this ramban, being that side the ramban and side the ram both hold ain't schi ala mason, therefore, in the case of the oil that was built al gabi, the cave of the tzaddik, the enikel has no schusim to the achnoso. And the Chazonim and Shamashim could continue to run the oil, and they're the ones who are zeich in the achnas of the mammon that's coming in. They're the ones who are being balei spalasham. The Machner Faim is also mechaven to this svar of the Ramban. The Machner Faim is matche the Raya of the Rashba. He brings the Chuvah. So Rashba is mechiach from our suga the yesh chiyah lemeisim. And so the Machner Faim, there is no Raya. Maybe this that we say Moisa Meis LeYoshev is machmas that the Meis had a bezayin, and this that they collected mammon b'shvilai. And because of the bezayin, the mammon has to go letzorichay, and we assume that he wants it to go to his yoshim, and that's the pshat in the halacha of meisa meis liyoshav. And with this also, the Machner Faim is masik that there is no halacha of schia to meisim. Meisim cannot be zeich in mammon after they die, just like all his mammon goes to his yoshim. Once a person dies, he can't be zeich in new mammon. And if somebody's mezakeh in mammon, there is no schia bechlal, and this mammon doesn't go to his yoshim, it remains by the neisin matana. The Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam at Beis is Mamshich with another Raya to Rava. The Gemara brings a Braisa, Amar Lo'uman Aseli Tikshal Sefer, Einai Tikshal Tfilin. Actually, Nishtamish Ben Kodesh, Mutter Lishtamish Ben Chol. Until you use it for the Tfilin, you could use it for Dvarim Shal Chol. Once you use it for Dvarim Shal Kodesh, then it's Aser Lishtamish Ben for Chol. You can't, once you use it for Dvarim Shal Kodesh, it's Aser to use it for Dvarim Shal Chol. It's mefurish in the braisa that until you mishtamish b'hem b'kodesh, it's mutter l'shtamish b'hem b'choyl. We see mefurish as mana lav milsi, it's a raya to rava. And the Gemara answers that Abaye says, Tanoi, it's a machlikis tanoi, if as mana milsi or as mana lav milsi. And the Gemara brings the braisa by the or of tefillin. Tzipon zov, oishatola leyen, or shal b'hem atmeya, it's psulois, or b'hem atoira, ksheiris, you could use or b'hem ksheiris for tefillin. And Zokten Braisa, Afal Pishalei Ivdon Lishman, even though you didn't do an Ibud Lishman, the Orv, it's still kosher for tefillin. And Mshimim Megamliel Leimer, Af Orbe Matayre Psule Sachi Yavdu Lishman. Mshimim Megamliel is Chaylik, Mshimim Megamliel holds you can't use even the Orv of a Behemoth Tayre, cannot be used for tefillin, Achi Yavdu Lishman, you need an Ibud Lishman. You have a Machlikis Tanoim, whether or not you need Ibud Lishman by tefillin or you don't need Ibud Lishman by tefillin. Zok da Abaye, the machlikis of whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin is machlikis hazmona milsi or hazmona lav milsi. Therefore, it's a machlikis tanam, and it's not fair that we have a brayso that says mefurish hazmona lav milsi. And the chayyur this gemara is a plia. What's the shaykhis to whether or not you say you need ibud lishma by tefillin to whether or not hazmona milsi or hazmona lav milsi? And there are three mahalchim in the rishonim to mefarish. What is our sugish telling too? From this that we find is a machlikis whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin to hazmona milsi or hazmona lav milsi. And it's tali in these shitas of rishonim. What is the nekuda that you need ibud lishma by tefillin? is the pshat by ibud lishma by tefillin that the ibud lishma is being mekadish ta'or, it's creating a kedusha in the or that now it's really to be used for tefillin. When you go and you're going to be kaisavel of tefillin and use it for the ritzuis of the tefillin, it has a kedusha. They list that there was an ibud lishma, it's or that has a kedusha, and that's why it's kosher to be used for tefillin. Or is the nekuda of an ibud lishma stam a chivuvi mitzvah ba'alma, you should use a dover that was done lishma. K'may that we find by the dalad minim, you should do an igud lishma. And we find by matzahs, there's an inyan to be shemel lishma, there's an inyan lishma with elpi mekadish the gufa dover. Stam, a person should only use something that was done lishma. When it comes to tashmishe kedusha, when it comes to tefillin, what is the nekuda of lishma? Is the lishma a mekadish of the or that now it's kosher for tefillin? Or is the lishma just a chivuvi mitzvah ba'alma to use the dover that we had an ibud lishma? And this is telling the shittas of Yishenim and Mefarish our sugya. What's our sugya telling to? What shaykhis ibud lishma to azmana milsi, azmana lav milsi? Shittas Rashi is Mefarish, the Gemara's sushtel, that Abaye is understanding the machlikis of ibud lishma and ibud lav lishma. The man the Omer who says that ibud has to be done lishma in order to be kosher for tefillin holds azmana milsi. Being that he holds azmana milsi, he could have a ibud lishma. If a person doesn't ibud to use this or for tefillin, that's mekadish to or. And now that the or is a kedusha, it's right to be used for tefillin. The man the Omer who says that you need lishmas because he holds azmana milsi, this therefore it's shaykh to be mekadish to or idea azmana idea and ibud lishma. And the man the Omer who says that for tefillin it's kosher when you have or that didn't have an ibud lishmas because he holds azmana lav milsi. So being that azmana lav milsi, it's not shaykh to be makadish to or to create a kedusha in the or koidim the ksiva of the tefillin al gabi the klaf. There's no way to create such a kedusha. Umemela, it's bottle meikara, the whole din of ibud lishma. Being that it's not possible to create the kedusha idea azmana idea and ibud lishma because we hold azmana lav milsi, therefore there is no halacha of ibud lishma when it comes to the klaf and it comes to the or of tefillin. Tosfos asks on Rashi from the sugya and gittin on daf nandalad amid beis, the gemara and gittin is mavur that when it comes to a sefer Torah, there is a halacha of ibud lishma. One could only use for the klaf of a sefer Torah a klaf that had an ibud lishma. Tosfos, according to Rashi, that the machlekes of ibud lishma by tefillin is tolin azmana milsi, because if you're the azmana milsi, it's possible to have an ibud lishma. It's mehani to be mekadish to or to create a kedushin to or that it should be kosher for tefillin. By shaking, if it's azmana lav milsi, it's bottled the entire din of ibud lishma, being that the ibud lishma is coming to create a kedusha and azmana lav milsi, so it's not possible to create the kedusha. So if we paskin azmana lav milsi, why is it that when it comes to a sefer Torah, the halacha is one can only use a klaf that had an ibud lishma? Just like by tefillin, it's not mehani the ibud lishma, so too by a sefer Torah, it's not shaykh to have a halacha of ibud lishma. How is it that we paskin azmana lav milsi, and still the gemara gittin is mavur that we paskin by a sefer Torah, one can only use a klaf that had an ibud lishma? And there are two mehalchim in the Rishonim to be miyashiv shitas Rashi. The Yadama enters according to Shitas Rashi, Zok the Yadama Shani Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is Cholok from Tefillin because Iyu Gufei Kaddish. Zok the Yadama, the Gemara earlier brought that Rava doesn't learn off Megla Rufa because it's Adif to learn out Tashmishin from Tashmishin. Mashenke, when it comes to Megla Rufa, that Iyu Gufei Kaddish, we don't learn out the Eirik Beged Lemais, we don't learn out Megla Rufa because Megla Rufa is Iyu Gufei Kaddish. Mashenkin, the beggar is only a tashmishin lemeis, and it's better to learn out tashmishin mi tashmishin. Zok the Yadama mikol mokim, according to Rava, a dover that's iu gufei kaddish, kegoin a sefer Torah that has kedusha, it's iu gufei kaddish. Over there, avada the halacha would be that azmana milsi. So therefore, again, when it comes to tefillin, behold that it's not possible to have halacha of ibud lishma because azmana la milsi. When it comes to a sefer Torah that's iu gufei kaddish and it's not tashmishin bechlal, over there the halacha is azmana milsi. And therefore, the Gemara in Gittin is masik that even according to Rava, that Azmana Lav Milsi, we still need for the klaf of a Sefer Torah, Dafka klaf that an Ibud Lishma. And Zok the Yadir Ma, that who had been by Tefillin also, there's also a loch of Ibud Lishma when it comes to the klaf the person is writing the Tefillin on. This that the Gemara by us brings a braisa that one doesn't need Ibud Lishma when it comes to Tefillin. That's talking about the ur that he's using to store the klaf of the tefillin in. It's the batim, is the ur he's using for the batim and for the ritzuis, not for the ikr klaf that the tefillin's being nichtav on. Zok the Adama, the ikr klaf that the tefillin's being nichtav on has a ketusha, there's an iyu gufei kaddish, and over there the halacha is azmana milsi. It's dafka on the batim and the ritzuis, they have a halacha of tashmishin, and over there Rava holds to be luna tashmishin mi tashmishin, therefore we luna from takruvis avodah zarah, that the halacha is azmana lav milsi. The Ran gives a different teretz for Rashi. The Ran answers Taisus Kasha. Why is it that by Sefer Torah we find the halacha is that one needs ibud lishma and the klaf maishna? From this that Rashi says it's not possible to have the halacha of ibud lishma, being that we paskin as man alav mosi. And zok the Ran shani Sefer Torah that there's a pasuk mefurish that says va'ata kisfu lochem es hashira azois, and we dashin kisfu lochem that it should be done the shame the Sefer Torah. Zok the Ran, if we're dashing a mefurish a pasuk that it has to be done the shame the Sefer Torah, it's not to create a kedusha in the klaf in order to be able to use it to write a Sefer Torah on it. Zok the Ran, the pasuk is mechadish machmas chivuvi mitzvah ba'alma, is a din machmas chivuva mitzvah. One should only use a klaf that had a ibud lishma that was done the shame the ksiva of the Sefer Torah, but it's not machmas to kedusha. Therefore, afilu lufi the man diomer who holds as mona lav milsi, it would also be maskim that when it comes to a Sefer Torah, machmas the pasuk that's mefurish that we darshin and needs an ibud lishma, machmas the chivav a mitzvah, a person has to use a klaf that had ibud lishma. But avada, when it comes to tefillin, where there is no pasuk that tells us machmas the chivav a mitzvah, you need a klaf that had an ibud lishma. Over there we say that if you need to create the kedusha, if asmana milsi that we could create the kedusha then ibud lishma, then you need dafka klaf that had an ibud lishma. But if you hold asmana lav milsi, that's not possible to create a kedusha in the klaf, then it's bottled entire din of ibud lishma. It's not possible to have such a halacha. Our kochach, there is no din by tefillin that a person has to have dafka and ibud lishma. And that's the machlokes whether or not by tefillin and ibud lishma is totally if asmana milsi or asmana lav milsi. Taisvus is chilek on Rashi, and the Ran also brings the shita b'shem the Balamor that the mefarish the Gemara the opposite of Rashi. Taisus and the Balamor mefarish this that the Gemara is toila in Asmona Milsa or Asmona La Milsi, whether or not we need Ibud Lishma or don't need Ibud Lishma. Zok Taisus, if you hold Asmona Milsi, then you don't need Ibud Lishma. The tachlis of the Ibud is to create a kedusha in the klaf of the tefillin to be known to be used, that should be kosher to use for the tefillin. If we hold Asmona Milsi, then you don't need Dafka and Ibud Lishma. I feel if the Ibud wasn't done Lishma, be Asmona Baalma, a person can do a Dibur with a small Maisa. That would be enough to create a kedusha in the klaf, and now it's kosher to be used for tefillin, therefore we don't need an ibud lishma. Mashenkin, according to Rava, who holds asmona lav milsi, Zog Toysvis, according to Rava, that asmona lav milsi, it's not enough to do a maisa asmona ba'almo. You need afkan ibud lishma to create the kedusha in the arat tefillin, and now it's kosher to be used for the arat tefillin. But al kopanim, Toysvis is mefarish the hepuch from Rashi. Taisus holds that if you hold asmona milsi, then the halach is you don't need an ibud lishma, and if you hold asmona lav milsi, then asmona ba'alma is not enough, you need dafka an ibud lishma. And according to Taisus, we paskin asmona lav milsi, and if we paskin by a sefer Torah also, one could only use a klaf that had a ibud lishma. It's not enough asmona ba'alma, one could only use a klaf for a sefer Torah if it had an ibud lishma. And according to Taisvus Tzarech Lefarish, Lechayre Taisvus is Sosim, that if you hold Asmona Lav Milsi, and Asmona Baalma is not enough to create the Kedusha in the Ur, why is it that an Ibud is enough to create a Kedusha in the Ur? Why is it that when a Ka'ibud Lishma, that is able to be Mekadish Tor, if Asmona Lav Milsi, so what's better about an Ibud Lishma, that creates a Kedusha in the Ur of the Tefillin, then now we can use it and it's kosher to be used for Tefillin? If we hold Asmona Lav Milsi, just like Asmona Ba'alma is not enough, who within an Ibud Lishma also should not be enough to create a Kedusha in the Tefillin. And the Ran is Mefarish that being that the Ritzuis of a Tefillin, we use them to create the Shem Hashem, the Shin, the Dalet, and the Yod, so therefore the Ritzuis themselves have a Kedusha. Therefore they're not considered Tashmishe Kedusha Ba'alma, they're considered to have a Kedusha Bifnei Atzman, they're not regular Tashmishin, and Zok the Ran, therefore a Ibud Lishma is enough to create a Kedusha. Only the Ran asks me, Manavshach, if Asmon is good, if Asmon is not enough, and you need, why is the Ibud better? And if the Ibud is enough, Asmon Ba'almo should also be enough. And the Ran leaves it by a Tzarechi in the Dasa Taisvis, what's better about an Ibud? Why is it that an Ibud Lishma could create a Kedusha, and Asmon Ba'almo can't create a Kedusha according to Shitas Rava? And our Korchach Tzarech Loim, according to Shitas Taisvis, that Ibud Lishma is not creating a Kedusha, the Aloch of Asmon. It's not the regular Aloch of Asmon that it's set aside for Tfilin that creates the Kedusha. Is another halacha, a chiddush in the halacha of lishma, that if something is done l'shem atfilin, the din lishma, the ibud lishma itself could create a kedusha, and it's not the regular, it's not telling the sugya of asmana milsi, asmana lav milsi, and if it was a ktosis, afido according to Rava holds asmana lav milsi, if you do an ibud lishma that creates a kedusha in the atfilin, then now it's kosher to be used for tfilin. And the chayvid this chiddush would be a davish and nechluku by Rashi v'tosis. According to Rashi, ibud lishma could only create a kedusha if asmana milsi. And according to Taisvis, according to Rava, even if we hold Asmona Lav Milsi, Ibud Lishma could create a Kedusha in the Tefillin. It doesn't have the Gedarim of Asmona Milsi. It's not machmas. This time I'm miyachid for the tefillin that's creating the kedusha, like Shitas Rashi. The ibud lishma. This time I'm doing ibud lishema. Tefillin itself is mekadosh the tefillin. It creates a kedusha in the or. Then now it's kosher to be used for tefillin. And there's a third mehalach in the Rishonim to Mefarish al Gemara is Tliya that Abaye says Tanoi, and he brings the machlikis of whether or not there's a din ibud lishma by tefillin. And with that, Abaye explains that there's a machlikis Tanoim if Azmona Milsi or Azmona Lab Milsi. The Ryan brings Bishen the Ramban, and it's a Ramban in the Machamis in Sukkah. He's Mefarish the Gemara that it's not the Kavon of Abaye Bechlal to say whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin is totally if Azmona Milsi or Azmona Lab Milsi. So the Ramban, it's nechliku Abaye v'rova be'ikir adin, this that you need ibud lishma by tefillin. Abaye understands the halacha of ibud lishma by tefillin that is creating a kedusha in the art. So the Abaye imkain, it is a halacha of ibud lishma by tefillin, it has to be because Azmona Milsi. Masha'inkin Rava's chaylik, Rava holds the halacha of ibud lishma by tefillin has nothing to do with creating a kedusha in the art. It's similar to the halacha of lishma by matzah. And by Dalad Minim, the halachas of Lishma, Machmas, Chivuv, and Mitzvah is a din to be me'abed the Or Lishma, but it's not in order to create a Kedusha in the Or. And Zagdrava, I feel if you say Azmana Lav Milsihi, I feel Wachi, there could be a halacha that the Or of the Tefillin has to have an Ibud Lishma. And Abai is Mefarish, it's Dafka because Azmana Milsi. Memela Zagd Abai, there's a machlikis whether or not the Or of the Tefillin needs an Ibud Lishma or doesn't need an Ibud Lishma. Zogt Abaye, the pirush of the machlokes is the kuli yam holds asmana milsi. Everybody is maskim asmana milsi that a erig beged for a mace is asa ba'ano. This that is a machlokes when it comes to the ibud of tefillin. If you need ibud lishma, you don't need ibud lishma. The man the yomer holds that you don't need ibud lishma is mefarish because asmana ba'al was enough. You don't need such a big mace. You don't need a mace ibud lishma to create the ketusha. Afilu ba'azmona ba'alma tzagi, and you don't need a ma'isa ibud lishma, you could just be meyachad with an asiyah ba'alma that this should be for the tefillin, that creates the kedusha, and now it's kosher to be used for tefillin. Man, the Amr that says you need ibud lishma is because he's mefarish the azmona to create the kedusha of the tefillin, azmona ba'alma is not enough, it needs dafka and ibud lishma in order to create the kedusha. Both man, the Amr hold azmona milsi. The kavon of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Tanoi is not to be mefarish this machlokes is arguing asmana milsi or asmana lav milsi. The kavon of the Gemara, when it says Tanoi is that Agami found the brisa that holds asmana lav milsi. Abaye says we have two Tanoim here that hold asmana milsi. So al kochach this machlokes Tanoim, whether or not asmana milsi or asmana lav milsi. But Kol says dafka according to the sheet of Abaye. And Rav is chaylik, and he says this machlikas of whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin or you don't need ibud lishma by tefillin has no shaychus to the machlikas as mona milsi as mona lav milsi. It's machlikas in the din of lishma machmas chivuvei mitzvah. If there's a din lishma by ibud or a tefillin, or there is no din of lishma. So avad it's not shver the kasha that Tosis is asking on Rashi from the Gemara and Gittin and Dafnan Dalad that we find by Sefer Torah there is a halacha of ibud lishma hagam we paskin like Rav as mona lav milsi. Rava holds that the halacha of Azmona Lav Milsi has no shaychus to the din of Ibud Lishma by Sifri HaKodesh, and I feel if you need Lishma by Tefillin and by Sefer Torah, you could throw the Azmona Lav Milsi. It's Dafka Abaye who holds that the din Ibud Lishma is ordered to create a Kedusha, therefore it's totally in the Sugi of Azmona Milsi and Azmona Lav Milsi, and Abaye answers this that you found the Braisa that Azmona Lav Milsi, the man the Amrim that say you need Ibud Lishma, hold Azmona Milsi, and that's how you create a Kedusha in Dara Tefillin and makes it kosher to be used for Tefillin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.